From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Info warriors, resistance fighters, out on the battlefield of ideas. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Alex is out sick today, so I'll be sitting in for the first hour, probably taking some of your calls later, and hopefully Alex will be back in the hot seat tomorrow, and the second hour of today's show will be a rebroadcast of recent interviews. Firstly, we're going to update you on the latest situation with what's happening in the oil-rich country of Libya, over which the United States, the UK and the United Nations have suddenly developed collective consciences for, quote, humanitarian suffering. And as I wrote last week in an article entitled U.S. Special Forces Arrive in Libya, in which it was also detailed how British Special Forces had arrived in Benghazi, the stage for a coup d'etat on Gaddafi is now being carefully set. And we've got this story out of Sky News today. Eight SAS soldiers have been detained by rebels in Libya, according to Sky News sources. Rebel sources told Sky that the group are being held in Libya's second city in Benghazi. According to the sources, a British diplomat who was with the unit is now negotiating for their release. The rebels say the soldiers are being well treated and the issue will soon be resolved. The Ministry of Defence and the Foreign Office have neither confirmed or denied the reports. Now, of course, last week we had one of the rebel leaders saying that foreign intervention would not be welcome, but then a day later calling for the aid of UN-led humanitarian airstrikes. And it appears that the capture of these SAS soldiers is about the rebels' interim council attempting to achieve some kind of diplomatic recognition, which would aid them, of course, in overthrowing Gaddafi and increasing pressure on the UN to impose sanctions on his regime. But this SAS intervention, which we picked up on after it had been reported by the Pakistani Observer that special forces had indeed landed on February 22nd and 23rd last month, has stoked anger among some of the rebels because they fear that Gaddafi will use it as propaganda to cite Western foreign military involvement, as a propaganda tool with which to rally patriotic fervour. And certainly, if we look at the attempted Iranian revolution last year, one of the primary reasons behind its failure was Ahmadinejad's ability to point to the fact that the US government had used the MEK and Jundullah, which of course, as our readers will know, is an Al-Qaeda-linked terror group. That's right, the CIA has been graciously bankrolling them to overthrow the Iranians, to destabilize Iran in preparation for these student protests which happened last year. And by citing Western intervention, Ahmadinejad was able to rally the poorer segments of the population around this patriotic fervor and thereby derail the momentum of the younger revolutionaries. So you could certainly see similar consequences unfolding in Libya. But the fact is, our report from last week is now confirmed. British SAS soldiers, of course, famous for their shenanigans in joyriding around Iraqi tribal areas with fake wigs and Arab headdress, guns and explosives, as they were caught doing, have now been identified and caught and are there on the ground in Libya trying to support the rebels, whether the rebels want that support or not. Of course, just like in America for the past week or more, in the UK, there's been a phony debate about whether we should get behind sending in troops for, quote, you know, humanitarian assistance. Nothing, of course, to do with the fact that Libya holds the largest oil reserves in the whole of Africa. Pure coincidence. But the SAS, the Special Forces, are now going in for humanitarian aid. We'll be back.
normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show Sunday edition. So we've got confirmation that British SAS troops are now in Libya. We've had some kind of phony debate in Britain over the past 2 weeks about whether we should send in troops. They've already been there for 2 weeks. And of course, if British SAS troops are there, then you know it's virtually guaranteed that American special forces are also on the ground. And of course, there'll be no time for a real debate or, God forbid, a congressional authorization when that is indeed confirmed. And of course, we'll all be along for the ride as this humanitarian war is sold to us by public relations firms, using emotional drivel and heart-rending propaganda, just like the contrived Balkans War was sold under Bill Clinton with the aid of fake concentration camps, and just like the first Gulf War was sold under Bush Sr. with the aid of a manufactured story about Iraqis throwing Q80 babies out of incubators. And just watch as the so-called liberals vehemently get in line to parrot the teleprompter reading Barry Satoro, the man who campaigned on change and peace, yet now has more troops deployed than at any time under Bush, the man who aggressively expanded the Predator drone strikes that continue to kill scores of innocent people every month. So just sit by and watch as the likes of Media Matters and Think Progress, the two premier neoliberal propaganda whores for the Obama White House, keep it well and truly zipped. And that segues into our second topic that I wanted to cover today, which is new media versus old media. Because habitually, Media Matters and Think Progress, you know, put out 5-page articles listing the statements made on this show as if that alone somehow discredits us. They don't even try to point out why what we're saying is wrong, because they still live under the delusion that they're fooling anyone other than their own sycophantic neoliberal audience. And there's another Media Matters hit piece out today relating to the Bill O'Reilly clip, which we'll go on to discuss shortly if the studio could cue up Bill O'Reilly. And basically, Media Matters has jumped on this as a bandwagon to attack both Fox News and Alex Jones. Habitually, as I said, they put out 5-page smears listing statements made on this show as if merely repeating them alone it somehow debunks them. And of course, Media Matters will fail to list the statements that directly prove that they're nothing more than a water carrier for the Obama White House. Media Matters is funded by the billionaire globalist George Soros, the same man who just this week incited the next US military industrial complex overthrow of a sovereign government by targeting Iran for, quote, the bloodiest of revolutions. George Soros, the man who funds Media Matters, targeting Iran for the bloodiest of revolutions. And of course, Media Matters is behind the progressive media campaign, which was launched in 2008, the goal of which, in their own words, is to become a, quote, war room for promoting the foreign and domestic policies of Barack Obama. And these are the same people who claim they are non-partisan. They claim they're a legitimate media organisation. Of course, Media Matters was started by John Podesta and the Center for American Progress. The Center for American Progress, its own director, Jennifer Palmieri, admits is about, quote, driving the White House's message and agenda. Oh, again, let's see Media Matters include those statements in their next hit piece, seeing as they're so obsessed with virulently attacking us. I think perhaps it might be something to do with the fact that PrisonPlanet.com alone gets twice the amount of traffic compared to MediaMatters.org, according to Alexa.com. And indeed, Infowars.com gets around four times the amount of visitors compared to MediaMatters.org. But you won't see them including that statement in their next hit piece. The fact that in total we get about six times more traffic than them, because we actually try to go after the truth rather than admittingly being water carriers for the Obama White House. The very organisation that started Media Matters and their own campaign, the 2008 Progressive Media Campaign, is admittedly about driving the White House's message and agenda. And they've got the nerve to tell their readers that they're non-partisan, while George Soros quietly slips them another $1 million. How about you include that statement in your next hit piece, Media Matters? And you can say what you like about Alex Jones or InfoWars, but at least we're funded by our own listeners. You know, there's no billionaire globalist buttering our bread. And the new media is about the power of the grassroots getting beyond the left-right hoax to point out that the true architecture of control, and of course, In pointing out who controls that power system, we get called Jew-hating extremist radical terrorists by media organizations such as Media Matters and the SPLC, while simultaneously they can't seem to grasp the fact that they no longer have the power to dictate reality. Because, as I just said, despite the fact that we're not funded by billionaire globalists, we still dwarf them in terms of size, readership and influence, which is pretty amazing if you think about it, because when I visited Alex's office in 2005, about coming up to six years ago, there was basically one lady doing customer service, there were two guys running InfoWars, and another one was doing video editing, and that was it. Apart from myself, that was the entire organisation. And in fact, back in those days, Alex didn't even have a radio producer. He had to do it himself, because there were literally about four employees. Now, granted, the organisation has grown moderately in the past 5 or 6 years, but, I mean, we've got nothing like the kind of resources enjoyed by these old media dinosaurs with their globalist billions networks like MSNBC funded by General Electric. And yet still, Infowars.com gets more readers than MSNBC.com, despite the fact that it's David versus Goliath. We're still beating the crap out of them, and that's why they're so petrified of our growing influence, because we're completely seizing control of their ability to dictate reality. Just as Hillary Clinton said this week in front of a panel on Capitol Hill, organizations that cover, quote, real news, not left-right sideshows, in other words, the new media, are now winning the information war, and they're losing. And she cited Russia Today, which, of course, routinely gives a platform to the likes of Alex Jones, Webster Tarpley, Paul Craig Roberts, Wayne Madsen, Max Kaiser. And this is a news organization that's growing in leaps and bounds, which is why indeed they were targeted, Russia Today, when they tried to put advertisements up in US airports that merely encouraged people to think about both sides of a story. Oh no, can't have that. These posters were immediately torn down, and that's what I'm talking about. They're petrified about the new media seizing their ability to dictate reality. And we're going to get to this Bill O'Reilly clip after the break, and we're going to talk more about old media versus new media on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com, filling in for Alex Jones, who is sick. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. We're going to take some of your calls a little later in the hour. The call-in number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're talking about old media versus new media, and another example of the old media flailing in their desperate attempt to stay relevant with Bill O'Reilly of Fox News. Play the clip.
Bill has selected The View, and Charlie Sheen has a friend in the media, some guy on the radio. We don't really know who he is. But he goes on The View, and this is what happens.
We got the TSA putting their hand down people's pants. Infowars.com covers it all. We've got the banks bankrupting the U.S.
Wait. Let's stick with Charlie, because that's way too much.
No, Charlie is mad.
I understand.
Because he's held up the
vote.
He didn't steal $23.7
trillion. We're just here to figure out what is happening with Charlie. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Oh, they've been comparing him to Gaddafi.
Look, I was just saying, I don't think I
compare
anybody.
George Bush, $1 million Iraqis, to Gaddafi.
I think we were here to talk about Charlie Sheen.
I don't know if that was the best booking choice.
The real achievement here, Bill, is that this guy made the women on The View seem sane.
No, here's a real achievement. They didn't walk off with that guy.
Yeah, they walked off when you were there, but they actually tolerated it. The other thing is, this guy thinks America is a police state, yet he has a radio program. He is allowed to say whatever he wants. They can never actually...
But this is why it's so dumb. Now, what did the ladies think they were going to get when they invite a guy like this in? I mean, he took the show over. He did exactly what he wanted, and that was it.
He gave me a headache. He gave them a headache.
Well, whatever.
I don't know why they booked the guy.
All right, dumbest thing of the week.
So there you have it. Quote, some guy on the radio, we really don't know who he is. Now, of course, Bill O'Reilly knows exactly who Alex Jones is. But again, the old media are so scared of us that they dare not even mention Alex's name. Well, Bill, if you're still in the dark as to who Alex Jones is, that's the guy who's completely creaming you in attracting listeners and readers. That's the guy who just one of his websites is 43,000 places above your website on Alexa.com. I mean, this is truly pathetic. BillO'Reilly.com, his flagship website, is numbered 45,000 on Alexa compared to Infowars.com, which is at around 2,000. Okay? The lower the rank, the more visitors to your website. I mean, 45,000, that's awful. There are bloggers with little websites who write one article a day about the truth, God forbid, and they're blowing O'Reilly away in terms of readership. I mean, just one guy who decides to start writing an article a day in his spare time about the economic collapse, for example, theeconomiccollapseblog.com, and almost instantly, he's creaming Fox News' biggest talking head. One guy. There's probably little old ladies who write about cooking that get more readers than Bill O'Reilly. I mean, this is a guy who's lost two-thirds of his geriatric TV audience, probably because most of them have croaked it in the last few years alone. And yet, he's got the nerve to pretend he doesn't even know who Alex Jones is. Well, that's the guy, Bill O, who every time he's on CNN and all these other networks is invited to appear on Fox News, but then gets cancelled when certain talking heads at Fox News throw hissy fits, which is exactly what happened with Alex a week ago. Again, quote, some guy on the radio, we really don't know who he is. Maybe it's the guy who Rolling Stone magazine just did a 6-page spread about, including one article which documented how Fox News, as Glenn Beck, tries to stay relevant by stealing Alex Jones's material. And I'm afraid, below, the numbers don't lie. While you're hemorrhaging viewers to your TV show and visitors to your pathetic website, again, 45,000 on Alexa, our ratings are exploding. You know, in a few years' time, Bill O'Reilly might be referred to as some guy on the TV, were it not for the fact that he's got this hilarious YouTube meltdown, which of course tells us everything we need to know about his putrid personality and the way he treats people. But again, it's another example of old media. Now, there's smart old media and there's dumb old media. And the likes of O'Reilly and Media Matters are just plain dumb, and their haughtiness will spell their downfall because they refuse to adapt. They still live under this delusion that they've got millions and millions of viewers that believe what they say, when in fact they're losing viewers every single year. Then you've got the likes of Glenn Beck, who understands that to maintain his audience, he needs to put on sheep's clothing and rebrand himself as the new alternative, a true patriot, by basically copying Alex Jones's material to remain relevant. That's old media posing as new media, hijacking new media to stay in the game. But the interesting thing about this Bill O'Reilly clip, and his other guest says that, well, if we're living in a police state, why is Alex Jones able to say what he likes? Well, you can still live a police state, you can still live in a police state and have the tacit freedom to express your dissatisfaction. Doesn't mean that there aren't TSA radiation vans rolling down the high street and the highways. Doesn't mean there aren't swarms of TSA goons in train stations frisking 9-year-olds just because Alex Jones is allowed to talk about it. But again, the thing about this Bill O'Reilly clip is the fact that after it came out, Media Matters, from the left side of the fake paradigm, then writes an article about it. And again, Media Matters, I dare you to address the statements made about how you yourselves admit that you're nothing more than a propaganda whore for the Obama White House. Media Matters writes an article on this attempting to smear Fox News because Andrew Napolitano had Jones appear on his Fox Business show. And wait for it, Alex Jones talks about 9/11 truth. Oh my God, yes, he actually commits the thought crime. He commits the thought crime of agreeing with 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners. So we've got Media Matters with their publicly stated agenda to drive home Obama's propaganda. This is their own people saying this. They admit to it, and then they claim they're non-partisan. Media Matters ring-fencing the mere thought of saying 9/11 didn't happen perfectly as the government said it did, which is what Napolitano said, ring-fencing it as a thought crime. We'll be back to discuss it more, and we'll also take your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sunday, March the 6th, it's the Alex Jones Show live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex. We'll be going to your calls shortly. The number is 877-789-2539. We'll be going to Henry in Canada and Ty in New York. But we have Alex Jones calling in to discuss this Bill O'Reilly clip and the big smear attempt, tag team, faux left-right attack on InfoWars between Fox News and Media Matters. Alex, what do you think about the fact that Bill O'Reilly claims he's never heard of you or what you do, when in fact you're completely creaming him on Alexa? Infowars.com is 43,000 places higher in the rankings than BillO'Reilly.com.
Well, to be clear, some of the biggest newspapers in the country aren't as big as Infowars.com. It's rated in the U.S. about 400, just to give people an idea of how huge it is, and it's growing exponentially. But we don't normally get into these media wars, and of course I've got a stomach bug, so I'm out today. I appreciate you filling in, Paul, but I feel better, so I'm calling in. I just want to point out that I'm glad. I mean, I'm sad that he's lying, and that when he lied, they all laughed about it. But I'm glad that when the White House a month ago put out a press release attacking our story about carbon taxes and the shutdown of power plants being associated with the blackouts during the cold weather, I'm glad that they didn't give me credit in there. They just said, oh, an unreputable source, even though we all know it was Drudge linking to us, and that the Heritage Foundation and then the major Texas Power Authority came out and said that I was correct days later. I'm glad. They're so scared of me that they just said, a source so evil that we won't even link to them. And it's the same thing with Bill O'Reilly. It's the same thing with all these people. They're so scared of us that he would disdain his dwindling audience of about 1.5 million people. It was 5 million, 6, 7 years ago. That he would sit there and lie to them and tell them, we don't know who this guy is, when they're playing a clip of me from The View. But I mean, here's the issue. It almost discredits me to go on The View. It discredits me. Ib O'Reilly did endorse me. Politico, last year, when they were trying to destroy Rand Paul, the mainstream media was, in a Senate race, said, well, what can bring down Rand Paul? And I said, one thing, if the mainstream media endorses him, attack him, his approval ratings will go up. And that actually happened. Bill Clinton went to campaign against him, and he gained about 6 points in a week. The more lies they put out, the higher he went. You guys are discredited. You're a joke. And that's the bottom line. And that's why all over the place, they dare not speak our name. They dare not talk about us. Forget just the internet numbers. Forget having the number one podcast with over 400,000 every day. Forget being number one on Shoutcast with over 300,000 tuning into live streams a day. Forget the fact that we're on over 80 AM and FM stations now. Bill O'Reilly had to leave talk radio because the audience was too smart for him. The guy only had a few million listeners when he left. We're up to 4 million a week now. We are the underdog coming from behind, climbing up the mountain towards the enemy emplacements in the info war, and we're going to defeat them. And it's that simple. So I love it. I absolutely love it. When they sit there and try to act like they're the grand gatekeepers and they decide what their listeners can hear and see. And, you know, it's the old folks that warned people about the New World Order decades ago. But it is true that most of his audience, you know, is nearing the grave. Most of Fox News' audience is nearing the grave. And we're out there reaching out to the young people, and that's why they're so scared. There's a lot of older folks out there that know more about this than, you know, somebody who's 37 like myself or 28 like yourself, Paul. It's just that they are hating their audience. They are disdainful. They constantly lie. Here's one more example. I've seen Fox News. I've seen all the major channels. When Ron Paul, 2 years in a row, won the straw poll. In fact, the guys could queue it up for the next segment if you want. And they had to apologize when we pointed it out a month ago or 3.5 weeks ago. We pointed it out at InfoWars.com. They weren't going to apologize. 2 days later, they were forced to. They took booing and basically dubbed it over Ron Paul to make it look like he was booed when he was not booed when he won the straw poll. They took another year last year where he bit Mitt Romney again. This time he beat him by even more. And they stuck a microphone right with the Mitt Romney crowd and had them boo last year. This year they got caught trying to do it, so it got shut down. So they just aired the old tape of Ron Paul being booed last year. And since then, I listen to talk radio. I listen to talk radio news. I listen to Fox News on the radio. I listen to all of it. And you never hear him talk about Ron Paul even being a contender when he's in first or second poll in Gallup, you name it. This is why they have no audience, because they don't care. They work for the big military-industrial banking complex that took this country over, Paul. And it's their job to suppress us while the banks steal $28 trillion, Bloomberg reported, and gut this country while they put their Obama EAS emergency kill switches on all the radio and TV, as they announce he's going to start cutting into the media broadcast, as they put 9,000 telescreens in Walmarts saying, spy on your neighbors. If this isn't a police state, what is? As the TSA, as we told you a decade ago, or 9 years ago, rolls out on the streets of America, strip-searching children on the side of the highway. This is the federal Gestapo force, as three different senators, Jay Rockefeller and others, call for, quote, ending the internet as we know it, as they call for an end to free speech on talk radio with the Fairness Doctrine being reinstituted, as they call for FCC regulation of the web and restricting access to our websites, as the White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein openly comes out, Paul, and says, arrest people that don't believe in man-made global warming or the 9/11 an inside job. I mean, this is crazy. These people are tyrants. America, this is tyranny. If you don't recognize that foreign banks have taken our country over and own the dinosaur media, and if you don't realize that there is a desperate gambit by these people, the dinosaur dying media and the government that's being exposed, to come together and put in the internet kill switch and start restricting our free speech, you better understand that it's your pocketbook, your pension fund, that's going to be the target once they shut the media down. This is real. It was in the Ottawa Sun and Associated Press 2 weeks ago that, oh, they did sign a North American Union SPP agreement. In fact, Paul, pull up and read it later. That said they're going to have foreign troops patrol America to, quote, deal with American protesters. Foreign troops, training to come and take your guns. I've been to the drills. The point is now they're announcing it to you all over the news. Watson, we're in a fight for the Republic. You're in a fight for England. We're in a fight for every free country. And if people recognize it and realize the incredible historical position we're in, we can win this thing. So I'm glad that I'm the person they dare not speak my name, because they know we have the light of liberty in our hearts and minds, and we're setting bushfires everywhere. God bless you, Paul Watson.
Okay, thanks, Alex. And yeah, but what's even more dangerous and disconcerting than Fox News and Bill O'Reilly is the fact that Media Matters, the admitted White House propaganda front group, their own founders admit that's what they are, piggybacked onto this Bill O'Reilly smear and are now using it to ring-fence what they define as thought crime. Again, using 9/11 and saying it's basically a thought crime, using ideological fascism as a tool with which to attack anyone who associates with Fox News, which, of course, their primary target is somebody who is basically a libertarian, Andrew Napolitano. And now in this Media Matters hit piece, they imply that Napolitano is wrong because he agrees with Jones that Obama wants to start a wider global war to expand the empire. Again, according to them, that's another thought crime. Even as the Predator drone strikes accelerate under Obama, even as special forces invade Libya, and even as George Soros, the billionaire globalist who funds Media Matters to the tune of millions of dollars, calls for the Iranian government to be toppled in, quote, the bloodiest of revolutions. So, you know, when I watch Bill O'Reilly smear Alex Jones, I don't really get that angry. He's old media. But he's rapidly losing his influence. He's rapidly becoming irrelevant, and he doesn't really try to hide the fact that he's becoming irrelevant, but it's the fact that Media Matters hide their propaganda behind this bluster of being non-partisan, you know, legitimate, grassroots, progressive, and do it in a manner as if they're some righteous organization standing up against hateful extremists, when in fact they're funded directly by a dirty globalist who is inciting bloodshed in Iran. And their own stated purpose, which they admit to, is to drive home the Obama White House's message and agenda. Let's see if Media Matters in their next hit piece will address those statements. We'll be back with your calls on The Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 6th edition. Don't go away, prisonplanet.tv.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the
equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers, the builders, these are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusted.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones on this Sunday, March the 6th edition of The Alex Jones Show. We're talking about old media versus new media in light of this Bill O'Reilly smear attack on Alex Jones. And, of course, media matters, hijacking it, piggybacking on it, to launch their own smear against Alex Jones. And since Media Matters is so keen on identifying thought crimes, which if you merely mention them makes you an extremist in their eyes, will it now become a thought crime to point out that Media Matters and the group that owns it themselves admit that they are not a genuine independent media organisation and that they're nothing more than an overly abused whore for the Obama White House? I mean, to claim that Media Matters is a legitimate media outfit is like claiming that the White House press office is an independent media outfit. I mean, Media Matters is state media. It's a government front. They're no better than Chinese state media. And in fact, they're worse, because at least Chinese state media doesn't pretend to be anything else. I mean, the Obama White House is the pimp, and the likes of Media Matters and Think Progress are the whores. That's why they constantly attack us. They're obsessed with it. And if we're so irrelevant, as Bill O'Reilly makes out, then why attack us at all? First they ignore you, then they attack you, then you win. And judging by the Alexa numbers in comparison with both Bill O'Reilly and Media Matters, there's no doubt that we are winning. Henry in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Henry.
Oh, AJ, Infowars.com, setting brush fires in the minds of men.
That's right. What's on your mind today?
I'd be careful about saying that, though, because George Soros might get the wrong idea. I think you were talking about arson.
Well, exactly. I mean, we're the extremists. It's like Media Matters with the Poplawski smear, which every other independent publication had to retract. Indeed, mainstream publications did. And Media Matters failed to do so completely. What's on your mind, Henry?
I just wanted to say cheerio, mate, and to leave a message of resistance from Canada, just to say that we're doing banner hangs. We're handing out DVDs. I woke up a quarter of my high school. We're spray painting roads. We're having an effect.
Good to hear it. And we've seen innumerable excellent videos for the V for Victory contest. People getting out there, and we've had reports from basically every major country in the world, people seeing these V for Victory banners. And of course, it's all about letting the power elite know that there is a resistance, and letting, I mean, DHS and Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano see fit to stick their messages up in Walmart and Super Bowl and everywhere else, so why shouldn't we? And it's about making them know that we're here and making everyone realize that, you know, they're not isolated in this fight, in the info war. Thanks for the call, Henry. Ty in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, hey, Paul. Thanks for having my call. I think when you talk about these groups, you know, again, Media Matters, Fox News, like you said many times here, these are just propaganda outlets. So the fact that they're not mentioning what's going on, you know, that's part of what they do. They create a reality. They don't observe or really report truth. And I think that's why they are failing, because they have websites and, as you say, they have resources. But no one wants to hear it, you know, in the sense that, you know, people gravitate away from the lies and the way that they're controlling language. I mean, you know, these are the people that have given us the term humanitarian warfare. I mean, what does that even mean?
Well, exactly. And I mean, it's not like it's me saying that Media Matters is a Obama White House propaganda front. They admit it. They're proud of it. And then in the next breath, they say they're non-partisan. If you go on sourcewatch.org and type in Media Matters, all the quotes from the people who founded their organization, the likes of Jennifer Palmieri and John Podesta and the Center for American Progress, they admit that their mission is to carry the domestic and foreign policy agenda of the Obama White House. So they're proud of the fact. And, you know, we see it now with them obsessively attacking us. And then George Soros calls for bloody revolution in Iran. And then they attack us for saying that Obama wants to expand the empire. So the hypocrisy is unrelenting. Anything else on your mind, Ty?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to Libya, I mean, I'm not surprised about the SAS there at all. I'm sure there's a lot of special forces activity from the U.S. Just has to be a fact, even if it's just recon. And the fact remains that, you know, I don't know if they're, I mean, they're with the rebels or they're captured by the rebels. You know, if they're being held by rebels, are they not with Gaddafi? I mean, you know, where are the loyalties lying here? I mean, the whole thing's just so ambiguous. I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that specifically, or, you know, I mean, I just think this whole thing. And I have, and again, one quick other point is, I've seen some footage, but it just doesn't seem to be covered. I mean, you hear, but you don't see. Egypt was just 24/7, you know, you can see everything. Here, I don't see much. So the whole thing just seems rather ambiguous.
Well, the thing about the SAS soldiers, they've apparently been detained by rebels, and the explanation is that some of these rebels do not want any kind of foreign intervention because they fear that Gaddafi will seize upon that as evidence that there's a Western military intervention, which will then allow him to rally the rest of the population around patriotic fervour. So there's some truth in that. But the fact is, we reported last week that the SAS, the special forces, were going in. They went in on the 22nd and the 23rd into Benghazi, and at the same time, there was this whole media debate about should we send in troops for humanitarian aid, and they were already in the country for a week. And humanitarian aid is certainly becomes more pressing when it involves a country that has the largest oil reserves on the entire continent of Africa. Thanks for the call, Ty. We're going to go to John in Missouri. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot. I want to say I woke up a short time ago, but ever since then I've been working hard. The first thing I want to say to people out there, Americans and everybody globally, but specifically for the Americans, I have to say one thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Every American, I challenge you to say this to yourself. Look into the mirror and ask yourself, is the republic gone or is it leaving us? We pledge, we made a pledge to the American flag, my people, everyone. We pledge it in our schools. We've done this for the beginning of America's start. Now, this was put in place for a reason. I know you're thinking, because I used to think a lot, what can I do? I'm just one person. When I found out the truth, it was so overwhelming. But this is what I say to you, American people. This is what I say to you. Say the Pledge of Allegiance to yourself. Act. 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 Organize nonviolence. Organize nonviolence. And we're going to start by going down to the Federal Reserve. And that's how we're going to get it done. If you agree with me, have any type of ideas, Liberty Justice for All 69 at yahoo.com. That's Liberty Justice for All 69 at yahoo.com.
Okay, thanks for the call. Certainly, nobody pledged an allegiance to the US military industrial complex, but that's what's leading America. That's what's now standing in the place of America as we go forward. And certainly when Hillary Clinton bemoaned the fact that the United States was losing the information war, she certainly didn't mean the United States that was founded by the founding fathers. She means the US military industrial complex. And that's going to wrap it up for today's Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March the 6th edition. Hopefully, Alex will be back in the hot seat tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.